I was raised in Gainesville, Texas, which is about 65 miles north of Dallas. I've been in this nursing home for going on 5 years that I've been here. I used to work at a couple of colleges in student affairs at a couple of colleges, one here in Texas and one in Arkansas. And I had a series of heart attacks and strokes and became totally disabled in 2001. I am single. Well, I'm single, and I have 2 daughters and 1 granddaughter.
Oh. And have you seen your daughter or granddaughter in the last year or so?
No, I hadn't because of the virus thing, the COVID situation. That precluded me from being able to see them over the last year. I've got a couple of brothers, one that lives in Fort Worth and one that lives in Gainesville. And I last one of them I saw was on my birthday, November the 9th.
Got it. And so I understand you read a lot of books, like 3 to 5.
I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of reading on an e-reader because I have a very difficult time seeing. I'm basically, I'm legally blind. And you can only get a very few words on the page on my Kindle when I'm reading it because I have vision is very poor. But I love to read.
What book are you reading now?
Right now, I'm reading a book from Dean Patterson. God, it is a good terrible book. I read too many books, okay? That I can't remember them. I just read book right after the other. And I'm reading a book called Innocent Quiet by Patterson right now.
Okay. Now uh-huh. Do you have any other hobbies that you want to talk about? And how were those hobbies or activities affected by the pandemic?
Well, basically, the pandemic especially hit hard on people in the nursing home because we weren't allowed to go out very much, and we had no visitors. So that kind of put a damper on that. I used to go to movies and museums and various places. I got a power wheelchair that I use for mobility. And I, on DART, got very good service. And a person who is able to cognitively go wherever he want to go. I can pretty much go anywhere I want to go on that. But during the pandemic, it wasn't anywhere to go, okay? It just simply wasn't anywhere to go. And I didn't visit family or anything like that. Kind of kept this thing, this quarantine thing, seriously, mm-hmm. and such, we took it pretty serious. Well, we didn't do very much interaction. So basically, what I did was pretty much just read and watch some movies on TV and stuff like that. Basically, I just read a lot.
Got it. And what was the hardest and most challenging part of this for you?
Well, the hardest part of it was being confined here. It was just like you were just in confinement. You couldn't go anywhere. And there wasn't really anywhere to go. Yeah. And so that was the most difficult thing for me because, like I say, I was not a person who just stayed here in the nursing home all the time. I would go out pretty much every day or every other day or so and in the community. And various things, and that was the hardest part for me was just being confined here in the building here, and not being able to move around, visit friends, relatives, and this thing, or engage in family activities, and such as that.
is there anything else you want to share about experience, or about things you would like to see change in nursing homes?
Well, I mean, as far as nursing homes are concerned, there's a lot to be done, lots to be said and done, as far as things being changed. We understand from U.S. And World News the rating of nursing homes in Texas, not just here at this place here, but in general, it's not very favorable, to say the least, and that there are so many areas that need to be improved in service delivery. And so that's not just for this place, but I have done quite an extensive amount of research as it relates to nursing home care and nursing home services.
Like anything specific you can think of? Like the food?
That's a good place to start. The food, you know, is not very good. Dietary service is not very good at all. Then there's some areas of patient care and response to the needs of the residents and these kind of things that I think could be improved to make the situation a whole lot better, because many of the people in the nursing home, unlike myself, they really don't have a whole lot of cognition and able to see that they are getting the care and so forth that they need to be getting. And so in that regard, that's just a lot that needs to be done in this area of the nursing home. Mm-hmm.